I don't know if other people feel this way, but it's very challenging for me when you go through all the parshiyos and you just don't have mitzvahs. But now they get the parshas bo until the end of the Torah. Most parshiyos will have at least one mitzvah, and many of them will have many. So parshas bo actually has 20 mitzvahs, and the first mitzvah in parshas bo is about being mekadesh v'chodesh. And there's a great hashgafa about what's the significance about Rosh Chodesh being the first mitzvah. And it's the idea of hitzchatshus. And there is perhaps nothing more valuable, nothing more vital to start everything off with than the concept of hitzchatshus, the concept of newness at every single month, every single activity that we do. And as we're about to get into, you know, the remaining, we've only had three mitzvahs so far, so the remaining 610 mitzvahs, that often they could get very trite, they could get old, but we have to take this idea, this hashkafa of, I have to take newness, I have to have that approach, I've never had this mitzvah before, I've never had this opportunity before, and to make it as special as humanly possible. And one of the ideas that keeps getting thrown out by the Minchas Chinuch on HaChodesh, sanctifying the new Chodesh, is that really the significance of adding months and how our Chagim need to fall out when they need to fall out. Pesach needs to fall out when it needs to fall out. Sukkot needs to fall out when Sukkot needs to fall out. And the Chagim as a whole, they need to be when they're supposed to be, and understanding that nothing in life is random. Nothing in life, oh, it just happens and we just go with the flow. But really that it's very, very thought out. If we had no Chachma to this, and now it's much easier, you know, you have a set calendar, but we just decide, okay, let the month go on, and all of a sudden you're gonna have Pesach in August, and you're gonna have Sukkot in the coldest of months and crazy, crazy rain and snow, and that would totally, totally not be kedai and totally not be shayach. So the idea that we have to, things really do happen for a reason, and it's not just coincidental. Like the month and a schedule that we make, it's not just, oh, let's just go with it and let's see how it plays out. But no, there's real value, there's real importance to how everything falls out. And this next year is a leap year, we can appreciate this a little more, that, oh, let's just not have a leap year and let's just see how things are going to fall out. Oh, Pesach's going to fall out in February. Well, that's not good. Well, that can't be. That's not Chag Aviv. That can't be how it plays itself out. Oh, so we have the second Adar, and It stands that there's a reason and there's a value for why it is that we have to have things play out this way. Have a wonderful week, and the series is dedicated in memory of Naomi Rachel Bas Yaakov Chaim, my mother-in-law, Naomi Weintraub.